You're tuned to KRWG 90.7. This is Intermezzo. I'm Leora Zeitlin. Welcome back to our studios, Jorge Martinez Rios, violist, viola professor here at New Mexico State University, violist with La Catrina Quartet, and now developing a new career as a conductor. Congratulations,
Thank
Jorge.
Thank you, great to be here, as always.
It's great to have you here, and you were just performing as a soloist with the San Antonio Chamber Orchestra. Congratulations
Thank
about
so
that,
much.
Too.
Just came back yesterday.
There's a concert on Sunday, March 1st, and full disclosure, I play in your orchestra now, but I used to always do the interviews about these New Horizons Symphony Orchestra concerts for years before I joined. But I do want to talk just about I don't think I've had you on since you started also a new program, doctoral program in conducting.
That is right.
Yes. In Mexico. So you're sort of commuting back and forth.
Well, you know, technology is great nowadays, and it's an online program. Mm-hmm. And since I've been getting into conducting quite a lot, I did study conducting when I was doing my second master's degree at Kent State University in Ohio. But I went to Jalapa to do a seminar in conducting, a full week, 40 hours of curricular training, and it was very intense. And I met, obviously, a lot of people that are in the field, and I came across this program recommended by several of my friends now, and I think it's totally worth it. You know, it's great to, once you're doing something in music, why not to develop it to its best potential, you know, to see where it takes us. So I'm excited about starting a DMA. The university is in Puebla, and so they send you links of different music, different transitions that you have to conduct, and then you send the videos, and that's how they grade you. So I hope I pass.
I'm sure you'll pass with flying colors, but it's exciting to start a whole new career as a conductor. And you came back from one of your trips, and you said in the rehearsal to the orchestra, when you suddenly find out how much you don't know.
Yes, there's always a lot to learn.
Yeah, but that's very exciting. I'm sure I will be the beneficiaries here at the audience and in the orchestra. So the concert on Sunday is a joint orchestra concert with New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, which, for anybody who's new to the area, is a community orchestra made up of professionals, teachers, and amateurs like myself, and a youth orchestra from Torreon, Mexico, which is where you're from.
That's right.
So let's talk about how this collaboration came about.
Okay, so this is the result of many wonderful coincidences in town. I remember when I moved to Las Cruces 10 years and a half ago and driving around where Albertsons is, Target, you know, there's a sign. And I read that Las Cruces was sister cities with Lerdo and Nienburg.
Nienburg, Germany, and Lerdo, Mexico. That's correct, yes.
So I'm like, wow, that's interesting. I wonder what that is about. Maybe it's because they kind of share the same architecture. I didn't know exactly what it was. And so 10 years passed. Last semester, I met people from the Sister City Foundation here in Las Cruces. And we started to talk about what they do. And I really, you know, got very interested in all the cultural exchanges. They sent people to train, for instance, firefighters. They are about to send equipment that maybe they don't use much in here. They are sending it over there for them to renew their equipment. It's really, really great. Then I know mayors and politicians visit these cities to enjoy and learn from each other. And they have been coming, not all of them from the Sister Cities Foundation, but some of them to the New Horizons Symphony concerts. And it was a wonderful coincidence that they said, look, one of the things we really want to incorporate in here is a cultural exchange. It would be great to bring musicians, artists from Las Cruces to Lerdo and vice versa, to perform, to share, to teach. And of course, as a musician, somebody that is always worried that good things happen in our communities, this is music to my ears.
Yeah.
So that was developing on one side. Then one of my students who lives in Silver City, violin player, she plays in the symphony, Megan Gorg.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good friends with Ethan Eager, which is the conductor of the Torreón Youth Orchestra. We started to talk about common friends. And then she told me about the orchestra. I knew about it because the former conductor was a really good friend of mine who was the concertmaster of my hometown orchestra, Camerata de Coahuila. And he was visiting Las Cruces because his wife is from Silver City.
Oh, boy.
and Ethan was on his way to Silver City. Ethan Eager, I think he was born in Torreón, but his parents are American citizens, so he has dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, hey, I'm going to Las Cruces. I would love to see a rehearsal. I would love to see and hear the orchestra. I'll be there around 5. So he got here. Hey, are you hungry? Are you okay? Well, I'm a little hungry. Let's go to the game. So we went there, ate, and started to share memories, common friends, and all that. He came to the rehearsal, and he enjoyed, you know, looking how the players were really engaged to put music together, to rehearse. And then he told me, well, you know, I have the youth orchestra. I told him about Sister Cities. He didn't know either. And he says, well, you know, we ought to do something about this. Why don't we do a collaboration of some sort? Then this whole idea started to happen at the beginning of last semester. And we're finally here.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful coincidence, and I'm so happy to be part of it. And the other beautiful coincidence is that I am from that region, you know. So Torreón, Gómez Palacio, and Lerdo are together. You basically cross a street, and you are in not only another city, but another state.
Huh.
And it's the same done in here with Mesilla and Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the sister cities are Lerdo and Las Cruces, over there, Lerdo, Torreón, and Gómez Palacio, they share everything together. And it's called La Laguna, the whole region. And they help each other quite a lot. They need each other to do well financially, culturally, and, you know, in every aspect of city developing. And I am from that region too, so I think this was meant to happen.
It was destiny.
Yes.
It's a really nice story. I want to jump in a little more about the Sister City Foundation, because years and years ago, shortly after I started on Intermezzo, which is now, we're going to have our 20th anniversary, I interviewed a wonderful guitarist from Lerdo, and that was a long time ago that the Sister City Foundation had brought him up for a series of concerts. I think his name was Marco Aurelio. And we actually, it's the only time in all these 20 years that I needed an interpreter in the room to translate between.
I know Marco Aurelio.
No kidding.
As a matter of fact, he is, another coincidence, he is the director of one of the music academies over there where my niece goes to take guitar lessons.
No kidding. Well, he played here a long time ago, early 2000s, and that was one cultural exchange with the Sister City Project. And then a few years ago, the Masterworks Chorus from New Mexico State University traveled to Germany, and I was singing there, and we sang, and we stayed in Nienburg, which is the other sister city, for 3 days, and with concerts and hosting. And I'm just so impressed that the Sister City Foundation is so active with these
concert
and other cultural exchanges. So it's wonderful that this worked out.
Yes.
With Torreón and Lerdo, and that you've got all these connections with the conductor.
I'm so excited about this concert. And you know, most importantly, to, you know, have people from different places together celebrating life and what we can actually do for each other.
Yeah.
And I think music is the perfect, you know, vehicle to do something like this.
So this is not that uncommon to have what's called a side-by-side concert, where you have a youth orchestra and the young people are sitting each stand or many of the stands next to an adult or an older player.
Yes.
And they get to learn presumably from the older player. And it's just a great intergenerational collaboration. How many students from the youth orchestra are coming up.
Originally 40. At the end, only we're getting 30. You know how these things yeah. work, visas and all that. So most of them got visas. Some already had visas. Some are American citizens, and some others were denied on their visas. Mm-hmm. So we're getting 30 students, and so we on the woodwinds and brass, we basically doubled them. Two first horn players, two seconds, two thirds. Same with the trombones, with the tuba. And I think just it brings a really amazing, rich sound that I know the audience will love, and especially because of the program we're preparing for the audience. And in the violins, yes, you're right. For the most part, you try to have violinists from one place and another one from the other place. In this case, since we're only getting 30 students, I think we have 6 or 7 visiting violinists, uh-huh. 2 violists, 2 cellos. So it's not, you know, that many strings as normally happens, because the program requires a lot more of the woodwinds and brass,
yeah.
in a sense.
Yeah, let's talk. And how old are these students?
They range from 15 to 18, 19. Some uh-huh. are thinking about studying music professionally. And by the way, this is something that I'm grateful with my colleagues at New Mexico State University. As soon as I told them what was happening, they, you know, donate their time and knowledge to give lessons. So each of them will have at least one lesson, master classes. I think this also, it's another nice coincidence. There's a jazz festival happening. Dr. Pancho Romero is in mm-hmm. charge, and he sent me the schedule, and he told me they are more than welcome to attend everything.
Oh, great.
So this couldn't be, you know, that's really for me, what's behind the whole thing, in addition to play together and make wonderful music, know that we're giving young generations opportunities to study with the wonderful faculty we have at an MSU.
Maybe they'll come here to study.
And maybe they'll come here. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the school program through an MSU, which is tuition and a half, mm-hmm. not international tuition, which mm-hmm. is very expensive, not even out of state.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for those who want to study at an MSU who live relatively close to the border.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about the program,
yes.
which is really delightful. It's a little bit of a pops kind of program.
It is.
Half American composers yes. and half Mexican composers.
Yes. So, you know, we have our beloved pieces that we... Every time we listen to them, sometimes we know where they come from. Sometimes we know what's the composer. And sometimes we say, gee, I heard that 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And I thought it was, for instance, this piece we're playing, Sobre las Olas, which is a waltz that I'm sure everybody have heard.
Yeah.
You could think that is Johann Strauss, but mm-hmm. it's actually Juventino Rosas, Mexican composer, mm-hmm. Who wrote that piece and became very famous all over the world. And so we're doing that on the second part. So just to give an idea to the audience that it'll be a neat experience to listen to the concert. But for instance, we'll start with the national anthems, of course, and then we'll start with Rhapsody in Blue, you know, a beloved piece
in an arranged version,
yes.
no pianist, but it's a delightful one. You hear all the tunes.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's mm-hmm. beautiful. And they are doing yeah. such a great job playing this piece. Then we go to the Magnificent Seven. Who doesn't know the movie and,
yeah.
you know, great memories about that. And to make it interesting and more accessible to the general audience, we'll do two pieces by Frank Sinatra, My Way and Flying to the Moon. Another coincidence. Here it goes. 2 years ago, one of the benefactors here in town, Teresita Corral, invited me to one of the events she sponsors at the Plaza Theater to hear a pianist and a singer from Mexico. Oh, no, the pianist is from Argentina, actually. So I went there, and there was a reception. During the reception, she introduced me to Joshua Lucero, a native of El Paso. And she told me, Jorge, you need to meet him for whenever the opportunity presents. He sings exactly like Frank Sinatra. And of course, that always you know, gets your attention. And I'm like, hey, very nice to meet you. You know, I don't know exactly how.
And he's young. He's a kid.
He's very young.
Yeah.
He loves music. He comes from a musical family. And then I heard him singing. And I'm like, he sings like Frank Sinatra. So he fits so great on the program. And
yeah.
He's from around here, very young. And I'm sure...
Like 15 or something,
well,
16?
I'm not really sure,
yeah,
but
okay.
Around there.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's going to be part of the program. And then to close the first part, we'll play two short pieces of an arrangement of a medley of West Side Story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very, very festive. Then we go to the intermission, then we have... the second part, which is the Mexican side of the concert, which is we start with this waltz, Sobre las Olas, that everybody will enjoy. And then El Cumbanchero, which is like a folk cumbia type of song. And very rhythmic, uplifting, and it's very short. Then we go to sort of a mariachi. It is actually a mariachi
yes.
piece, Son de la Negra, very famous. And with the orchestral arrangement, it really enriches the piece quite a lot. Very challenging for the players, but it's totally worth it. Then we close the program with the Huapango, which is a piece by Moncayo that every single orchestra has performed. Very festive, and I think it goes perfect with the occasion.
They say that Huapango by Moncayo is like the second national anthem
that's
of Mexico.
That's right. What they say. It's a wonderful,
it's
uplifting piece. I mean, by listening to this piece, you can really see the colors, the architecture, the different traditions of Mexico. So I think it represents, the program represents both countries really well. And Sister Cities Foundation is behind us. Communities from both cities are participating. I am from there. So I think everything's just, as I said at the beginning, a wonderful coincidence.
Well, and it's a lot of coincidences. And we live on the border. If we're not doing these kinds of cross-border exchanges, who will?
Exactly.
You know, it's so important to
yes.
To build those bridges and have those relationships, those contacts
yes,
on both sides.
That's right. So I'm very excited about this coming Sunday. I hope everybody can attend and listen to your orchestra, New Horizons, made by our community, and you'll have a great time.
March 1st at the Atkinson Recital Hall. There's no charge, and I'll say come early because it's going to be a very full house.
I hope so.
3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Thank you so much, Jorge Martinez,
Thank you,
for coming in.
Thank you very much.